Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Pei Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph on the second line. It says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. If somebody gives a get to his wife and he says to her, Reza Gitech, I'm Nasha Tinasi L'Ploini. This get is only a valid get on the condition that you will marry a certain individual. Says the Gemara HaReza Loi Tinasi. She should not marry him. Vimnisis, but if she did marry him, loy teitze. That's the Braisa. So ask the Gemara Maikomer, exactly what did the Braisa mean to say, says the Gemara. Omer of Nachman, hachi komer. This is what the Braisa means to teach us. Hareza loy tenase loy. We don't allow this woman to marry that man, that there was a stipulation that she could, that she gets divorced only on the stipulation that she can marry him, because we don't want her to marry him, Shema Yoimru, because people may say, Nishem Noisim Matana, that people are trading their wives, which of course is highly inappropriate. Says Rav Nachman, in explaining the Brises, the Brise of Amlissa Slacher, if she did marry someone else, Loitetze, then she shouldn't leave him. Ask the Gemara immediately, she married someone else. But the stipulation in the get was that it's only a valid get if she marries a certain individual. So yes, Chazal were very dissatisfied. Chazal were very, very dissatisfied with that type of a stipulation. But the reality is, she did not follow the stipulation. And because she didn't follow the stipulation, she's not considered divorced. If she's not considered divorced, the Shireen and Eshes Ish Lama, so she's still an Eshes Ish. So how could we allow her to marry someone else? Elohachka Am Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, this is what Rav Nachman means to say. And Tosfos explains the Remaskel Ella, that the way to understand the Gemara, that actually what's happening here in the Gemara, is the Rav Nachman is retracting from what he said. Originally, he thought that she's indeed not an Eishes Ish. If the get is not a good get, the question, of course, comes up, why would I say she's not an Eishes Ish? So Tosfos explains that the Gemara in the Havamina assumed, that this would be a case where Avafkin Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minei, where the Rabbanan annulled the original Kedushin, and therefore, if the Rabbanan annulled the original Kedushin, she's indeed not or never was an Eishes Ish. But then Rav Nachman says that we don't apply this concept, a very important point Tosfos makes, that even though we've discussed that there is a halacha concept of Avkin Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minei, that doesn't mean that it's something that Chazal were comfortable in applying. And here too, Chazal did not want to apply that concept. And therefore, says Rav Nachman HaChachamer, Harez loy tenasi loy. She should not marry the man with whom there was a stipulation that you're supposed to marry, that you are supposed to marry him in order that your get should be a good get. Why should she not marry that man? Shema Yomru Nishem Noistam Matana. To avoid people saying that they give away, that they trade the wives in as a gift. However, if she did end up marrying that person with whom the stipulation was that you should not marry him, if she did marry that you must marry him, loitetzei. Why is it okay for her to remain married to her? Says the Gemara, the reason it's acceptable for her to remain married to him, because it's only a gzeira. The gzeira, like we just learned, that shalayomru noisim shesem v'matana, they give each other wives as a gift, and that's not a good enough reason, says the Gemara, that they have to get divorced. There's a interesting discussion where there's a couple who are having issues, and the wife wants a get, and the husband is refusing to give a get, unless she gives him an exorbitant amount of money. And there's a man who wants to marry this woman, And he's prepared to give that money that the husband is asking for in order that he should be able to marry, in order that a husband should divorce her and ultimately be able to marry that woman. The Shulchan Aruch and Evan HaEzer, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Tezvav, says, Girsha of Nasha Tanasi Laplani, if the case that we just learned, that if somebody divorces a wife on the stipulation that she should marry a certain man, and this is like, if she does marry him, I raise him a gereshes. If she marries him, the stipulation has been fulfilled, the get is a good get, and everything is settled. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aval Amar Chachamim Loi Tanos Loi, Chazal taught us that they should not get married, Shlo Yomru, in order that we shouldn't have a situation, Shlo Yomru Nesheim Nesem Matana Zelazab. And therefore, as we just learned in the Gemara, it's appropriate that they should not get married. And the Rama says that even if there was no clear stipulation that I'm only divorcing you in order that you should be able to marry that person, but it was obvious that, says the Rama, that that's what's happening here. For example, the example that we began with, where there was a man who paid the husband the money that he's demanding in order that he should divorce her, or if he's supporting this woman in order while she's having these issues with her husband. In all these cases, that if it's obvious that that's how and why they got divorced, that they shouldn't, this man should not be the one to marry her. The Peskei Tshuva, Sif Katan Yod Zeir, quotes the Shailas at Tshuvas Chavos Yar. The question that the Chavos Yar was asked, there's a man who lost his wife, has a large family of children, and there was in the town that he lived a couple who are very poor and have no shalom bayis. Both of them want to get divorced, and the wife is saying to her husband, divorce me, but you have to give me some money because we're penniless and I have no way of dressing properly, etc. And therefore I will never be able to get remarried. And this alman is asking the Chavos Yar, is he allowed to give the money? And the husband, her current husband, says, I don't have any money to give you. Is this alman allowed to give her money in order that she'll get divorced and he'll be able to marry her? So he says a very important point. He says that there's a very strong isser to speak to a woman who is currently married, no matter what is the marital status, no matter if they're not getting along, no matter if there's an intention to get divorced, there is no isser. There's an isser to speak to a married woman about her getting married to someone else. On the other hand, he quotes the Shas of Tshuvas Beis David. He says that even though the Beis David says we just quoted the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, the case that is being discussed is not identical to the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, and we have no right to expand Gezeres Chazal. The Peskei Tshuva comments, apparently the Beis David, Simen Yud Daled, never saw the Chavos Yar, because if he would have seen the Chavos Yar, he wouldn't be so quick to be lenient. Another shaila is a person allowed to speak? You have a man who is currently married. Here we spoke about the woman. What about the other way around? You have a man who's currently married, and there's a shalom bayis issue, and there's a tension to get divorced. And the question is, can he speak to a woman already about getting married to her while he's still married? Because the difference is, of course, very profound. In the previous case, a woman who's an Eishes Ish obviously could only be married to one man. A man, a midaraisa, is allowed to be married to two women. There is a cherem derabbeinu gerushim, which of course prevents a man from having two wives, but it's not an issa deraisa. So the Chavis Yar that we just quoted has a different question. He says there was a man who was wealthy, who has a woman who works in his home, that many people want a very capable woman who's his worker, and many people want to marry her. This man has a wife who's very ill, and they don't have children, and the doctors have given up hope that she will certainly not live much longer. The question is, could he already be mekadesh her and say to her, I'm taking you for a wife, but we have to wait till my wife unfortunately passes away, and then we could consummate the marriage. He says that I never want to discuss this question. He says, and even if one can make an argument why, according to the halacha, what's being done is permissible, he says very strong words. He says, Dovah Tamua, acting this way is a Dovah Tamua, Vizor Keneged Minag Vidas Yisrael. It's not the way Jewish people act. You're currently married. You're not supposed to be thinking about another wife, even though unfortunately your wife is not well. It's taka very, and you have here a potential possibility. Still, it's not. He still takes a very strong position that it is not the right thing to do. And right now you're married, and that's the only thing you should be thinking about. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, according to the way you explained the Braisa, that she should not get married, Loi Hu Dodonosei, does it mean that she should not marry the man who the husband stipulated she has to marry? Hala Achatanosei, indicating that someone else she can marry. But how could that be a possibility? Asks Rava. Isn't there a requirement that the husband, when he gave the get, made a stipulation that the get is only valid if you marry this man, and until you marry that man, the get's not a get. If you'll argue, he could marry that man for one day, and tomorrow divorce that new man, and therefore the Tanai will have been fulfilled retroactively. Says the Gemara, why are you saying that would be accepted? And you're going to compare it to a case that we discussed earlier. We discussed earlier in the Masechta, the Tanan, Kaini Eina B'Shina Hayoyim, if somebody makes a nether, I won't sleep today, Mishan L'mocher, if I will sleep tomorrow. Amr Yehuda, so Yehuda said, Al Yishin Hayoyim, he should not be allowed to sleep today, because we're concerned that if he ends up sleeping today, he may end up sleeping tomorrow, and it'll turn out, Shema Yishin L'mocher, and it'll turn out that he violated his nether. Nachman Amr, we don't have to worry. Yishin Hayoyim, sleep today, and we don't have to worry about tomorrow. So we see that we don't have to worry that the Tanai will never be fulfilled, because if it's not fulfilled, we don't have to worry. If not today, it'll be tomorrow. Says the Marhachi Hashta. How could you compare the two cases? Hasam, but the day came. According to the man, the Omer that argues with Rav Yehuda, it is in my control to sleep or not sleep. So since it's in my control to sleep or not sleep, I could say, I'm going to sleep today, and I will control myself, as the Gemara says, not to sleep tomorrow. The boy, what he could do is, machros nafshi b'tzalosoi, he could poke himself with thorns tomorrow, v'lo noam, and he won't sleep. And therefore, even though by sleeping today, he puts himself into jeopardy, what's going to be tomorrow, it is within his control to make sure that tomorrow everything will be fine. But in her case, but the day Kai Milagushu, what are we saying? She's going to marry a different man today, then divorce him, and then married a man that there was a stipulation she must marry. She doesn't have the control. She doesn't have the control to marry, to get divorced. Then we could say that she's going to make sure that that's what's going to happen. And since she doesn't have that control, how could you suggest that it will be acceptable? Elam Rava says, Rava, the way we have to understand the Brice is as follows. Hareza loy tinasi loy, the man regarding whom there was a stipulation that she should marry, she shouldn't marry him. Veloy lacher, and she shouldn't marry somebody else either. Why shouldn't she marry loy tinasi? Why should she not marry the man that there was a stipulation that she has to marry him? Because as we've been learning, Chazal were concerned that if that stipulation is going to be carried out, Shemi Yoimu, people are going to say, Nishaseim Noisten B'matana, people tried wives. Lachla Tanasei, but she can't marry someone else, the Boil Kiyumla Tanoi. She has to fulfill her obligation, her stipulation, in order not to be considered a Nishas Ish. However, says the Gemara, Vim Nisus Loi, if she did marry the man regarding whom there was the stipulation, Loi Teitzei, we don't make them get divorced, because explains the Gemara, Mishum Gzeira, because even though there is a Gzeira, as we're learning, but that isn't enough of a reason, Lemafkina, that we make them separate. La'acher, but if she married somebody else, then Da'aloch is Teitzei, she can't remain with him. Since, Boi L'Kanuyam L'Tanoi, she had to fulfill the stipulation, and since she had to fulfill the stipulation, and until the stipulation was fulfilled, she's an Eshes Ish. There's interesting machlokes rishonim. So we're saying that she can't stay if she married another man, not the man regarding whom there was a stipulation. She can't remain with him. The question is, does she have to get a divorce from the second man? So the Ran's opinion is that she has to get a divorce from him. Because if ultimately she will fulfill the stipulation, so that means that she was not an Eishes Ish, and she was allowed to marry him. And therefore she's going to have to get a get from the second husband before she, from this second man. The Rambam says that as well, that she has to get a get from that second man. Tani kavasi the Rava, harezloi loy tenasi. The proper halach is that she should not marry loy, not the man regarding whom there was a stipulation she must marry him. The loy la'achem, nor may she marry someone else. The nisus loy, but if she married the man to whom there was such a stipulation, the halach is loy teitzei. She doesn't have to leave him. The gzeira is not enough of a reason that they have to separate. La'acher, but if she married someone else, that halacha is teitzei, and is what, and as we just said, the most rishonim are of the opinion that you have to give a get. The Maril Diskin says that based on our Gemara, we learned, the Gemara says in a number of places, that a person is not allowed to marry menekes chaveroi. And what's going to be the halacha? If somebody married such a woman that, can they just remain married, just not live with each other until she finishes the time that she's nursing? Says the Maril Diskin that from here we see that when Chazal don't want a marriage to take place, they don't let it just stay in abeyance. The halacha is that they have to get divorced. Moreover, the Rama makes a very interesting point. He says, the Rama says that we're learning now, she got married, she didn't follow the stipulation, and she went and married someone else. So the Gemara is saying that she can't remain married to him because she's still an Eishes Ish, because she shouldn't have married him until the stipulation was properly fulfilled. Says Drama, so she'll go, she'll divorce this man. Marry the man that she has to marry, or get a get from her first husband somehow or the other, and then go back to this. Then can she go back to this man? So, obviously, if he's not a kohen, says the Rama, she's treated like a soita. She wasn't allowed to live with that man. By having lived with that man, she becomes osla boil. She's never allowed to go back to him, even if everything else is resolved. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, I raise a gita chem nashital l'rukiya. Somebody gives a get with the stipulation the get is a good get if you go to the sky. Abnashatari time where you go down to the depths of the sea. Abnashativli Kanashal Abba Amis, that you swallow a beam that's 4 amas long. Abnashativili Kana Bemeya Amma, that you carry for me a beam that's 100 amma. Abnashatavri is a Yama Godl Baraglech, or you'll pass through the Yam HaGodl with you'll go through the Yam HaGodl with walking through the Yam HaGodl and a get. In all these cases, since these are impossible things to be done, you can't fulfill the Tanai, then the halacha is that it's not she's not divorced. So Tosfos makes a point, makes an interesting point. What happens if through some sort of a miracle, she does fulfill this condition? Will she be divorced? So Taisha says, she'll be divorced. She fulfilled the condition, as unlikely as it is that would happen. Taisha Sarosh disagrees. He says, because when the husband made this condition, he doesn't really mean to make a proper condition, and if you fulfill the condition, the get will be a get. What he was really just trying to do was hurt her. He never meant a get. And therefore, even if somehow she was able to fulfill the condition, the halacha is that it's not considered a valid get, which is a very interesting discussion, which opens up a very interesting discussion. Because the Shas of Chuvus Lahiris Nosson, Chel Gvav Sim Kuflam Zayin, says, what would happen if she knows Kabbalah? And through saying a Shem HaMafirish, she was able to reach the Shemayim. Tosfos says it's a fulfillment. Tosfos Rosh says it's not a fulfillment. So the question that he discusses, if somebody hurt somebody else, that wounded somebody else, through a Shem HaMafirish, will that be considered that he's considered a mazik? If somebody killed somebody, Rachman Tzlon, by using a Shem HaMafirish, the question is that considered that he killed a person? So he quotes a Sefer Gezer Yashai that discusses a question, if one is allowed to create an animal on Shabbos through the Sefer Yetzirah, through saying a Shem HaMafirish, is that allowed to be done on Shabbos? So he says that it's not also on Shabbos, because what's also on Shabbos are Malacha. And the Torah and Chazal give us the definition of Malacha. And this is not in the category of Malacha. But he says, others say that yes, the Torah says you're not allowed to create something on Shabbos, and therefore this is considered a creation of something. And they want to connect that question to the machloikas that we're quoting here of Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh. If you do something through, if you fulfill it, fulfill the condition in the most unlikely fashion, is it considered a fulfillment of the Tanai? So Tosfos asks a question. We've learned a number of times in Amasechta and Daf Ayin Dalid that all of the halachas of Tanoim are learned from Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven. And the Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven, which we know Moshe Rabbeinu stipulated with them, if you'll go out in battle, then you'll get your share in Eiver HaYarden, and if not, you won't get. So Tosfos says, what was the characteristic of that Tanai? There was a Tanai that was fulfillable. So shouldn't we learn from there that the only type of Tanai which is considered a halachic acceptable Tanai is a Tanai that you could fulfill? And therefore, all of the Tanoim that we just discussed in our Gemara are Tanoim that are not fulfillable, and why they're considered valid Tanoim. So he says a very important point. He says that it's not the Tanai that has to be fulfillable. It's the Maisa that has to be fulfillable. And therefore, even though the Tanai may be not fulfillable, that doesn't disqualify the Tanai. That that it is a valid get with such a stipulation. Klal Amar Yehuda ben Tema. Kol Tanai Sheyesh L'Kaim V'Saifai. Any Tanai which is not able to be fulfilled, this Nama B'Tchilasai, and he made such a Tanai. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema that what was meant to be here, Eina Elikam Afligav Advarim. He was just trying to tease her, but he didn't mean that if in any way that he expects the Tanai to be fulfilled. And on the contrary, in his opinion, the get is a full-fledged get, and kosher, the get's a full-fledged get, and the Tanai can be completely ignored. And says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Amar of Nachman ben Yitzchak, Masnisa Namedeka, from a Mishnah in Masechta Baba Metzia, Dav Tzadik Dalar Amar Aleph, we could learn the same. The Tani, Kol Shefsa L'Kaim V'Soifoi, Visnon B'Tchilosoi, any Tanai which can be potentially fulfilled, that's what a Tanai Kayim, that's a Tanai we have to be concerned about. Ha'iefsha, but if it's a Tanai that cannot be fulfilled, Tanai Bottle, the Tanai is considered meaningless, Shema Mino. The Panami Iris says that the Pasuk says in Parashas Netzavim, Vata Toshev, Vesishma Bekol Hashem, Vesisa Kol Mitzvoisov, and the Pasuk continues, Ki Mitzvah Zoysa Shanoi Mitzavcha Hayoim, Loi Neflesi Hi Mimcha, Veloi Rechik Hi, Loi Bishamayim Hi, Veloi Me'eva Yam, Ki Kar Velech Adov Ma'oid, Beficha, Beficha, Ubevavcha Loi Tzoysoi. So he explains what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael could have claimed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could a person be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah? How could we be expected not to do any of the averus? And therefore, Klal Yisrael can make an argument that, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema makes, and says, if you give us conditions that are impossible to fulfill, they are conditions that we don't have to be concerned about, says the Torah, to avoid that conversation. So the Torah tells us explicitly, Loi b'shamayim hi, v'loi v'mei v'liyam. I did not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I did not give you conditions that are impossible to fulfill, and therefore, since I did not give you conditions that are impossible to fulfill, you have no room for such a claim. We say by Kiddush Levana, Kishem Shani Roike Kenegdech, just like we dance facing the moon, Ve'eni Yochel Lechboi, where we can't touch the moon, Kach Lo Yuchlu Kol Oivai Lengoi Bilara. And somebody asked, yes, in the time that tefillah was composed, nobody touched, and nobody thought of ever reaching the moon. But now, we, Baruch Hashem, live in a world that people do, that we have reached the moon. So what's pshat that, how do we say that tefillah, that the moon is not reachable? So the Sefer Chashukei Chemed says that this is all based on a misunderstanding of the word of the tefillah. He says, yes, we, Baruch Hashem, reached the moon, but how were we able to reach the moon? The way we were able to reach the moon is because science has rockets and etc. that help us reach the moon. What we're saying when we say "Kshem Shani Kani Yochel Lengoybach," that means under normal circumstances we're not able to reach the moon, but in these technical advances that have been created, and because of these advances, we're able to touch the moon. That isn't what was meant in that tefillah. Says the Gemara, Boilehu, Hare Zagitech, if somebody says to his wife, I'm giving you this get, Amnas Shetoichli Basa Chazir, with the stipulation that you're going to eat pork, which of course we may not eat. What is the halacha? Mahu. What is going to be the halacha? Omar Baye Hihi. It's the same as we just discussed. It's a situation of a stipulation which cannot be fulfilled. And whatever the halacha was in this previous stipulations will be here as well. Rav Amar, it's not the same. Because Efshadach of Alakia, it's impossible to walk through the Yama Godel. It is possible to eat chazer, you'll just get malchus for eating it, and therefore it's not the same. Says the Gemara, Labaya, Says the Gemara Labaya, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said klal, he said a rule. Lasuye, he meant to say basa chazir, that if somebody made a stipulation, I'm giving you the get with a stipulation that you'll eat chazir, that was included in making it a not valid get. Rava, when he said kezeget, he meant lemuti basa chazir, that when somebody made this type of a stipulation of chazir, since it's possible to eat chazir, the halacha is it would be considered a valid condition. So Abaye's opinion is that if you make a condition that the get, I'm giving you a get, but on the condition that you eat chazir, we ignore that tanai. So the question that comes up is that somebody lent money to someone else, and the borrower agreed to pay ribis and the pay interest, and of course we know that interest is also. What will happen if the loiva becomes aware? Let's say he wasn't aware of this halacha that ribis is prohibited, and he becomes aware of it, and he goes to the lender and he says, "I can't pay you ribis." So the halacha is that the loan is annulled, but that the malva, the lender, the halacha is, has a right to ask for his money back immediately, because he says, I only lent you money on the stipulation that I'm getting interest. If I'm not getting the interest, I want my money back. So the question is, why is this different? In our case, Abaye says that if you make a tanai that involves an aveira, you make a tanai that says to the woman, you're going to have to eat pork. We ignore the tanai, but the get is still a get. And there we say, if a tanai which was made, which violates the halacha, we're saying that the tanai is, that tanai invalidates the entire loan. Why are they not considered, why are they not the same? So I saw that the Chavistas says that the two cases are not the same. Because in the case of our Gemara, when we have a get with the pork, the get and the pork are not one and the same. The get speaks about the get, and the pork is a condition. The condition that is separate from the get. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, says Abaye, if it's a condition that one can't fulfill, it's a condition that we could ignore. But says the Chavistas, when we speak about this, then it's very, very different. And therefore, since it's very different, the halach is that the get can, the whole loan is null and void. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Ask the Gemara on Rava's opinion. If somebody says to his wife, I'm going to give you a get on the condition that you'll have relations with a certain man. If the tanai was fulfilled, hareza get. Mimlav en a get. If, however, he said, that you won't have relations with my father, Lavicha, with your father, then the halacha is that the get's a get. That we don't have to worry that she has that she's going to have relations with them, and the get will be nullified. In the case where he said that have relations with my father, your father, like Tani, we didn't learn in the Braisa that if the petition is fulfilled, it's a get. From here we see, again, says the Braisa, presumably, that a condition, which of course may not be fulfilled, is a condition that we could ignore. So that's exactly as the Gemara Labaya Nicha. Because Abaye says, when a condition was made which may not be fulfilled halachically, eating chazir, having relations with a man that you're not supposed to have, we ignore the condition. But Larava, who says that even such a condition has to be thought about, kasha, answers the Gemara Amlach Rava. So Rava responds, Bishlama Basa Chazir, when we speak about Bas Chazir, Efsha de Achla va Achla. It's within her purview that she could eat the chazir and get Malkus, and she will have fulfilled the condition. However, Leplaini, similarly, if there was a condition made, if you'll have relations with that man, Efsha, Nami de Machshach de Leplaini, she could try to pay him to agree to have relations with her. Ella Abba Bavicha, but the Dar Kaima, it's not only in her control, and even we could say an argument that she'll be agreeable to do it, it doesn't make a difference. Maybe she's prepared to do something that's wrong just to make the get, it's a good get. But she's not the only party involved in the stipulation. Abba Avicha mi Avdi Asira, they're not prepared. And therefore, it's a different situation. And therefore, in such a situation, even Rava will agree that we ignore the Tanai. The Morel Duskin asks, why does the Gemara keep on saying that there is no possibly permitted way for eating basa chazir? She could eat the basa chazir through bittel, that she could put in just a drop of chazir and mix it with 60 times the amount, and therefore eat it. So why are we saying there's no permissible way of eating chazir? So Rabbi Ezra Altshuler, I saw, answers that why are we saying that she should be able to eat the chazir by being mevatalit? He says, what does bittel beroiv mean? Bittel beroiv means that the part, that the food that becomes bottle is not in existence. So by being mevatalit, what you're really doing is that there is no chazir. So if there's no chazir, you haven't fulfilled the condition. Another teretz that the Gersh Yerachim gives, he says, what is he saying? I want you to do an aveira. That was the stipulation. The get will only be a get if you violate the aveira of eating chazir. So if the chazir becomes mutter because you will mevatel it, so that's not what he meant with his. That's not what he meant with his stipulation. So the Rava said, regarding the chazir, she could eat and get malchus. Why would she get malchus? Why would she automatically get malchus? Maybe there were no edum or shalit the chazir. Maybe there won't be any asra. So she will have fulfilled the stipulation, because all he said is you have to eat chazir, which she's doing, but there's no malchus. So the Ksav Sofer says what Rava means, achla v'lakya, very much connected to what we just said. It doesn't mean that she's going to necessarily get malchus. There are many technicalities that could prevent her from getting malchus. What Rava means to say is that she'll eat the chazir in a way that potentially you could get malchus. That's the Ksav Sofer's explanation. The Chemtus Yisrael says no, that part of the requirement when she fulfills the condition is that she has to do so in front of Edom. That's called fulfilling a Tanai. And therefore, he quotes a Ramban, that the Ramban says that every Tanai that has to be fulfilled has to be fulfilled in front of Edom. The Rava, says the Gemara, going back, the Rava klal lasuye, the klal that Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima said klal lasuye l'abba avicha, that now Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima said klal, that include cases that we could ignore the Tanai. So now, according to Rava, there's a case that even Rava agrees that we ignore the Tanai, when the condition was l'abba avicha, kazeh, but when. What is the case where the Tanai is not ignored? Lamute basa chazir, because as we just finished explaining, it is possible for her to eat the chazir. Ulabaya klal lesuye basa chazir, that if he made a stipulation that you have to eat chazir, that is a condition that she cannot fulfill, and therefore it's a condition that's ignored. If kazeh, what is the case of a condition which is maybe not a nice thing, but it's a valid condition, lemute ploini, that if he made a condition that the get will only be a good if this person has relations with you, even though it's of course not a nice thing, but since it's technically possible, then the halacha is, it will be considered a k'nai that has to be fulfilled. But the question, of course, that many Rishonim and Achronim ask, how could that be considered a valid a condition that could be fulfilled? She's a Neshes Ish. And the halacha is that a Neshes Ish is not allowed to have relations with any man. So they answer that the Bia is only considered a Bia when the Bia is concluded. And the Bia is only a Bia when the Bia is concluded. But so therefore it's not considered, and at that point she's not a Neshes Ish anymore. Meisei, says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, a man says to his wife, I'm giving you a get on the condition that you will eat chazir. Or if she's a woman who's not a kohenis, on the stipulation that you should eat truma. Or if the woman is a nazira, the condition was that you should drink wine. The loch is neskayim atanai. If the condition was fulfilled, hareza get. Mimlav, it's not a valid get. So the Rabbi Yoshev asks, why did the Gemara have to give us three different examples? So he says that the chiddushes, not only in the case of Bosa Chazir, which there's never a situation where a Jew is allowed to eat Chazir, but by the case of Naziris, there is a potential way how she could drink wine. She could be Matan Neder on the Naziris. And the same thing by eating truma, which is only misa b'day shemayim, which is not something the Besdin sentences. Maybe they should not be considered as serious as a tanai of basa chazir. So says Rabbi Yoshev, the Brice is trying to teach us that all three of these tanoim are the same. V'mlav, this guy with tanai areza get, v'mlav and again. Says the Marla Rava Nicha, because Rava has been teaching us that even if it's a condition that is not to be followed, the condition stands. But labaya, these are all examples of conditions that you're not allowed to do. Why do we recognize these conditions? Amol chabaya, misavet dever hakel. Are we going to suggest? Why should you suggest that this brisa is going according to everybody's opinion? Hamani. Who is the Tan of this Brice? Rabbanani, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. And they say, whatever stipulation is made is a stipulation that's followed, even though it's a stipulation which is halachically prohibited. But ask the Gemara, why when somebody makes a Tanai, Amnasha Toichli Bosa Chazir, why is that considered a valid Tanai? It goes against what the Torah taught us. And the Aloch is, that kol masna amashakos b'Torah, whoever violates to what the Torah says, then the halach is to not bottle. So Tosfos asks a question. You don't have to get divorced. You know, if you have to do something, if the Torah mandates that we do something, and you make a tanai against what the Torah says, so that's considered that you violated what the Torah told you to do. Here, it's not a case where you made a that you're making a tanai against what the Torah said. The Torah did not in any way indicate that we're obligated to get divorced. So why is that considered masna? Why is that considered masna al kos b'Torah? So he says that we go back to a concept that we've learned many times, and that is that we learn the halacha of Tanoim from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. And what the Gemara means to say, just like the Tanai by Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, obviously were not in violation of anything the Torah said, from there we learn that if for a Tanai to be considered a valid Tanai, it has to be a situation that it doesn't go against what the Torah says. And if it goes against what the Torah says, then that's not a Tanai that we have to take into consideration. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Adab Reid Ravika, when is that? Regarding the obligation that a husband has to the wife. Here, the husband is not violating what the Torah says. She's going to be violating what the Torah said, and therefore, the Torah didn't say in such a case that the Tanai is nullified. Is it she who's doing the wrong thing? Klum ka'ekri'i elil kiyumil tonight today. Just because she wants to fulfill his condition, she's going to eat the chazah that she's supposed to eat. Ishtakach, so isn't that considered the iu ka'ekri, that he's the one that's doing the wrong thing? Ela marvriyena, kemir masmash kazotar tonight bottle, kigoyin sherik susuva nasa. The vade ka'ekri, that if he makes a condition that I'm going to marry you and not do what I'm obligated to do, he's clearly going against what the Torah says. He's not forcing her. He's not forcing her to eat. Loi teichel, don't eat. Loi tegarish, and you won't get divorced. You're not obligated to get divorced, and therefore, that's not considered a valid. That's why it's not considered master mashikos b'Torah. Ketzias. So we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody on that pay days, if somebody said to his wife, "Harayat mitaras l'cha adam el l'ploini," that he said this get should be a get you divorce to everybody, but only not to this man. We had the big machlokes of Belez and Chachamim. According to Belez, it's a good get. According to Chachamim, it's not. Man tana, and the Mishnah said, "What should be done?" Ketzi yasi yitlena mena, take it back and give it again. Says the man tana who says that that's what should be done. If somebody said to a wife, we learned this on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, take this document, but he didn't say it's a get, he said it's a loan document, and he didn't say Hagitech, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, what has to be done, as she yitlena v'imenu, take it back, v'yach v'yitlena lo, and give it again, v'yomelo and tell her, harei gitech. And it's not enough. You don't have to just say hagitech to say it is a get. It has to be redone. Rabbi Yochanan, I feel a tema that even according to Rabbi Dilchoin, Rav Kahana, who was from Bavel, Omer, Shani Hochel. Here, the get is somewhat of a good get. And therefore, it has to be redone. Hoyel v'kanis l'fos kuna. Since when she got the get does accomplish something, that she will never be allowed to, she's considered a mugureshes, and therefore she can never marry a kohen. The get is that much satisfactory, therefore that has to be redone. In the case of kinsti shtar choiv zeh, so it was a meaningless act, and since it was a totally meaningless act, it doesn't have to be redone. It just could be activated by saying Hagiteh. As we've learned at the beginning of Masechta, every get has two parts. The Tarif, which are the unique attributes of a get, the husband's name, the wife's name, the date, etc. And the Taifis, which is the boilerplate Nusach of a get. So we learned in the Mishnah, if they wrote in the get, Harayat Mataris L'Achal Adam El L'Ploini, B'Toichai, even if it was erased, the get remains disqualified. Says the Gemara, Amar of Safra, Kasa B'toicha Tanan. When we learned the disqualification of the get, it's only if it was written into the get and now you want to correct it. But if it was said orally, even though he gave these instructions to the Sofer and the Edom, the get still could be a good get. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? The Mishnah said, Kasa B'toicha Tanan, that the get is a problem when you wrote this stipulation into the get. Answers the Gemara Matatayim Hani Mili, that the Mishnah that said it's possible La'acha Toirif. It was written into the primary part of the get. That's why the get Aval Lefnei Toirif. But if the husband said it to the Sofer this Tanai before they wrote the Toirif of the get, even if it was said Balpeh, but it was said before the Sofer wrote the Toirif Nami Possel, that also disqualifies the get. Kamashmalan, that the only thing we look for is a written to the get or not. Ravama loy shanu, that doesn't make a difference. El acha toyrf, only if it was said after the toyrf was written. Aval lifnei toyrf, if the husband made the stipulation before the toyrf was written, even though he just made the stipulation afilu bapeh, just orally, nami posel. Rava would instruct the soifim that would write get, shtuki shtuki labal. Make sure that the husband doesn't say anything Adiksuv l'koyif today until the tariff is written. Tanabonim. Kol atanoim, all stipulations that are written in a get, poisnum a get, divrei Rebbe. Even if they're ultimately fulfilled. The chamayim, kol shepoisel baper, any stipulation that is disqualified if it was said orally, poisel b'ksav. Kol she'ein b'ksav baper, ein poisel b'ksav. And the cham explained himself. Chutz. If somebody said, Hare et materis l'chol odom, chutz meploini, poisel baper, if it was said, it would be disqualification, and it's poisel b'ksav. A menas, but let's say there was a stipulation on the menas that you give me 200 zuz, ein poisel baper, and ein poisel b'ksav. Amar Rav Zeira, machloikis, we had a machloikis of the Rebbe and the Chachamim. Says Reb Zeira, the machloikis lifnei tarif, before the tarif was written. Rebbe saw a gazrin al manas at the chutz. And since chutz would be a disqualification, that's why if al manas was said before the tarif was written, he also says his also. Rabbanu saw a loy gazrin al manas at the chutz. Al manas doesn't disqualify chutz, and therefore we don't have a problem with al manas tanoim. Avil acha tarif, if the condition was stipulated after the tarif was written, divrei kol kasha. Says the Gemara, Umasnisin, the Ktani. In our Mishnah it says, Kosva Toichai, the Kimnu. And we learned on Daf Pei Beis of an Aleph, there was B'chutz, Avmanas. If it was said Avmanas like Possel, Ibais Eima, you could say that because it's Lufnei a Tairif, and it's following the opinion of the Rabbonon, Ibais Eima Lacha Kairif, the Rehakul, because everybody agrees that after the Tairif was written, the get doesn't become possible with that tonight. Rav Amar Machlokes Lacha Torif. The Machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanon is after the Torif was written. The Rebbe Gesov Gazrinin Oto Lifnei a Torif, that even after the Torif was written, we have to be strict. Rabbanon Sov Aloy Gazrinin Oto Lifnei a Torif. Those are two different stages. Av Lifnei a Torif, a tonight that was put into the get before the Torif was written, the Vehakel Possel. And the Masnis and the Ktani Kisvu, the Kivnu B'chutz of Manas Leposel, why is it not posel? Lacha Tarif, because the Tarif was already written, and it's following the opinion of Rabbonim. Says the Maratana Avud, Rav Avin, Kamed, Rav Zeira. The Braisa says, Kosvo get al Tanai Devrak Apostle. Says the Maratana, why Devrak Apostle? For Mifl Pali, Rebbe says it's posel, not the Rabbonim. Alayim al Devrak al Kosher, there's a case that even Rebbe will agree that it's kosher. Where would that be? Echidami, because lacha tarif, even Rebbe agrees it's not a problem. V'lema hareza apostle, says the Gemara, Tana, and we'll say it's possible because it follows the opinion of Rebbe that any tonight that was written in the get before the tarif is possible. And says the Gemara, Tana divrei hakol asni. The Tana taught something that was divrei hakol. And therefore, possible, kosher apostle machalei. The Tana forgot the right word and used the word kosher apostle. Harei zeh, divrei hakol loy mechufle. To say that if he said it's divrei hakol and then to say, well, he really meant it's only Rebbe's opinion, that's not a mistake that we could understand.